At the end of the hour, I will mention my GoFundMe page where you can, whenever you want, stop by and, I don't know, maybe leave a gratuity. Totally up to you, no pressure. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. It's always very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by soon. We will be talking about the fine art of double dipping. No, not that. The other one. I'm talking about when you go into a store, okay, and you ask for a sample, in this case an ice cream store, and they give you on that little tiny spoon a little smidgen of the strawberry, and you decide, it's okay, but I want to try the chocolate. So you hand the same spoon back to the person behind the counter, and she then swabs it through the other flavor. That's right, that spoon that's just been in your mouth, and now the store has become a petri dish. I saw it happen in person. I was away for the weekend last weekend, and I'm still trying to recover. We will have the story. Then this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Neon Demon. Then another edition of the worst foods to eat in the car. And then we'll finish up the hour with the unusual things you could once buy from the Sears catalog. Did you ever use the Sears catalog? We all did, or our parents did, or our grandparents did. You had holiday gifts that came from the Sears catalog. Well, you could buy some very unusual things from it, and we will have them. We start things off this hour with the concept of the GoFundMe page, which is a very useful way to be able to raise money for so many worthwhile causes. Someone alerted me to one that was on social media about a month ago. Give you a little background. An elder gentleman suffered a major health problem and was in the hospital for quite a long time, and the medical bills started to pile up. So the family decided to start a GoFundMe page to be able to pay for the expenses that I guess the health insurance or Medicare or whatever wouldn't pay for. So people started to donate. And the person showed me the GoFundMe page, and I think as many as like 177 people had donated close to, I think, $15,000 so far. They were trying to raise $50,000. Terrific idea. You know what? We're trying to help our family member. We can't afford to do this. If you'd like to help us out, we'd really appreciate it. Terrific idea, and it's a great way for people to be able to, I guess in a way where it's not too intimate, ask others for help. So the help is coming in. Then, all of a sudden, on social media, you start seeing that family members are now going on vacation. That's right. We're going to Disney World for a week. We're going to Vail. We're going to Europe. We're going to Florida. Now, the kids are going here, and the parents are going back to Florida, and now we hear that vacation is next week, and we're going somewhere else. Wait a minute. Whoa, 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 whoa. If you have money to be going on multiple vacations, almost a vacation every other week, why are you asking people to fund the recovery of your sick family member? Shouldn't the money that you're spending for the late-night Mai Tai be used to pay for a medical bill here or there? I would think so. So that's when things get a little weird, and I wonder if anyone who donated to this GoFundMe situation saw this on social media and thought, wait a minute, I'm funding this six-month travel log here. I want my money back. Wouldn't that be interesting? Hey, wait a minute. Hey, so-and-so, you know, this was supposed to be going to your family member, not for your luggage fees. That's gall, folks. It really, really is. The lack of intimacy to be able to go ahead and ask for money on the internet is one thing, but it's really something else to just stick it back in the face of those 177 or however many people decided to give money to it. Because now you're going to turn around after wringing your hands and saying we need help by going on multiple vacations. I know you got to relieve your stress, but you don't do it that way. Wow. It's an amazing world out there, folks, is it not? Stay with us. We're talking about double dipping and ice cream. It's coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back and go!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. New research suggests taking more B vitamins than the recommended daily allowance, and that can improve heart health and symptoms of depression, also working to improve energy levels and brain function. Natural News reports all B vitamins work together in a synergistic way. So if you don't have enough of one type of B vitamin, the other kinds simply won't be able to do their job. The biggest culprit? Stress. Whether it's emotional, like chronic anxiety, or physical, like surgery, stress brutally depletes B vitamins from the body. But there is an easy home solution. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. Choose organic and locally grown produce whenever possible while avoiding overcooked food, which destroys vitamin content. And eat more foods that are naturally filled with B vitamins, including oats, avocado, salmon, and Brazil nuts. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.